This is a HeadGum Podcast.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time, the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
How are you? I never ask you this enough. How are you? How are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You're the only person here.
I don't know. I'm fine, I guess.
Just
why are you asking?
I'm asking.
What's your game?
It's not a game. I want to know how you are. We've been talking every week for over an hour for 4 or 5 years, and I've never stopped.
Twice a week.
Twice a week, often, and I've never stopped to say, how are you?
I guess I'm fine. I don't know. I don't know. I'm under a lot of pressure at work.
Okay.
It's fun though. It's a fun job.
Yeah.
So I can't really complain.
How do you feel about the fact that from a statistical perspective, you're probably at least pretty close to the center point of your life?
Think about that a lot. I've been thinking about that a lot since I was about 25. I'm not a healthy man. So mm-hmm. Not unhealthy specifically,
yeah.
But, you know, I got to carrying around a little extra weight. I don't do a ton of exercising, especially since Miles was born.
Yeah.
I would love to get a Peloton machine, but okay. They're so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive. Prohibitively expensive.
You know what I've found? So I do a lot of running. As you know, I run fairly long distances. Mm-hmm. And I imagine this is doubly true of Peloton. But with running, no matter how far or fast you run, you still can't get away from it.
Yeah, I use a number of substances to get away
perfect.
From it.
Drinking?
Yes, specifically drinking and only drinking.
Yeah.
But then here's what happens is it catches up with you, and it always does, doesn't it? Because like you drink a bunch and you're like, I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
I've entered a state of serene bliss.
Yeah.
And I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And it's whatever, like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're like, gosh, I'm feeling good. I'm going to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wake up at 3 a.m. because you have to pee so badly.
Okay.
Because you had 4 beers.
Right.
And that's when it gets you.
Yeah.
You get up, you go to the bathroom, you're feeling like shit.
Yeah.
You go back to bed, and that's when it like catches
that's when
up
it gets you.
Yeah.
Is that what that, remember that anti-Obama, pro-Hillary Clinton ad from 2012? No, 2008.
No, 2012.
During the primary, who was running against Barack Obama in 2012? Mitt Romney, not Hillary Clinton. But it was like...
Oh, I guess you're right. Jesus.
Don't
it always seem
I got to finish this thought. When the phone is ringing at 3 in the morning, who do you want answering that phone? Is that what that's about? Is it a metaphor for
it's
when
about
you wake
your,
up because you have...
It's about your crippling anxiety.
4 beers. I did make a cut of that ad where the answer, and then it was the Babysitter's Club who was answering the phone. And we could play a clip of that if you wanted.
No, that's okay.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide who answers that call. Whether it's someone who already knows the world's leaders, knows the military, someone tested and ready to lead in a dangerous world. It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
The phone!
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Babysitter's Club, this is Christy Thomas speaking.
Listen, we're here for a reason, aren't we? And let me introduce the show.
Gosh, I don't know.
On this planet, yeah. Okay.
On this planet, and that's gonna hit me at 3 a.m. Why are we here on this planet?
Yeah. Is it for a reason?
You know what? You know what adds a whole new wrinkle to the 3 a.m. anxiety?
What?
Being a dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's brutal.
And like visualizing like a stoic, because mm-hmm. that's what the stoics do. They visualize a lot.
Yeah.
Negative visualization.
Mm-hmm.
So you're prepared for any situation.
Yeah.
Really thinking about, gosh, what would happen if my wife and I died in my sleep right now?
Right. Yeah.
What would my young son who's in a crib and a sleep dress do?
Yeah.
Cry a lot, scream,
yeah,
and eventually die of hunger. And that's
yeah,
sort of one of those thoughts that really hits you at 3 a.m.
And you should stay up in that case, just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of some of the stuff I like to think about.
That's
wee
great.
Hours in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, like the inevitable.
Yeah.
The slow march of time.
Yeah.
And how we're all kind of grinding away and reading Babysitter's Club books and finishing them. And then what comes next? Well, I'll tell you what comes next. The birds come and take you unless you can find some way to stave it off for one more week somehow.
And that's a great segue into my saying. So here's an interesting question, and I will say this.
It sounded like you were just about to hit like a perfect segue.
Yeah.
And then you...
I just want to, because this is an
issue. Grab the handbrake and you ripped it up.
This came up a lot when I was a copy editor in the early stages of my career. But if you have a gerundive phrase, like saying the intro, that's a noun, right? That phrase is a noun. It's a substantive, right?
It's like an object that you own. So yes.
And so you don't want to say me saying the intro. You want to say my saying the intro when you're introducing a gerund in that way. But that sounds weird. And that was kind of just where I got hung up.
Okay. My saying the intro.
Yeah, it's a great segue into my saying the intro.
My giving you a great segue.
Yes, exactly.
Has been completely derailed.
Right.
By your...
Yes.
Exploring
yes.
the... possibilities contained within a gerund phrase.
That's right. And it's something to think about. Anyway, hi, hi.
Hi.
And welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
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 Yes.
Well, that was too many clubs.
Well, and that's the premise of this episode. It's very masturbatory. Jack and I are going to masturbate.
No, and that's not
here
great.
On...
No.
Zoom, just like that guy from CNN, and
it's a podcast.
To talk about okay, yes, I'll let you take over because I feel like
you immediately
went off the rails
yes.
when I tried to kind of take the reins.
It's a podcast in which I
and
Jack
it's, and okay. It's a horse. It's a horse carriage that's on rails.
It's a horse carriage
that's on rails. I took the rein.
You took the reins.
Went
gotcha.
Off the rails.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I got it. And that, so rather than just admitting to mixing your metaphors, you
no,
stopped
it's a,
and,
I, and
cleaned
it's
it up.
It's not a mixed
by
metaphor.
Saying that it's the listener who got it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. You're mistaken. Yeah. It's a horse carriage that's on rails.
Yeah. And you're mistaken. And we'll accept apologies in the mail. It's a podcast in which I, Jack Shepherd,
and I'm Tanner Greenring,
discuss a podcast. In which I, Jack Shepherd,
and I'm Tanner Greenring,
talk about the classic novels of The Hand That Shakes. That's right, I'm talking about The Princess of the Prince of Town, St. Annabel Matthews Martin, Stormborn, Soul Skinner, Mother of Clocks, and Bane to Bats. She is the first of her name, the last of her kind, the last hope for humankind. None of that is very interesting to us today. What we are interested in is a little podcast that I just found out about called The Babysitter's Club Club, wherein I, Jack Shepherd...
And I'm Tanner Greenring.
Talk about the classic novels of The Hand That Shakes. The Princess of the Prince of Town, St. Annabel Matthews Martin, Stormborn, Soul Skinner, Mother of Clocks, Bane and Bats, First Her Name, Last for Kind, Last Hope for Humankind. But none of that matters, is it? Because what we are interested in talking about, Tanner,
I'm
isn't
gonna,
it?
You're stuck in a recursive loop, and I'm going to pull you out.
Okay.
Because I want to say this.
Yeah.
We are Babysitter's Club experts and influencers.
Yes.
We've talked about this a ton.
We
took all of our friends at Waldengreedia and Fix Your Art Pictures and NetShit.
Netflix.
Yeah. To task for not recognizing that we are the preeminent Babysitter's Club scholars.
Yes.
Influencers and experts on this planet.
Yes.
And when a new piece of, or when a piece of Babysitter's Club adjacent media comes along.
Yeah.
It's sort of our solemn duty, like who are those ghosts who live in the hills that Aragorn goes and
they've made like a blood pact years ago to come to the help of
Gondor,
yeah.
Or Rohan.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And he has to go and rally them for the last battle.
That's us.
That's us, yeah.
So every time we come across a new piece of Babysitter's Club media, we're
going to talk about it.
Sentinels.
Yeah.
And we need to defend it or you know, not defend it.
Yeah. And so this week we're
going to what we've done this week.
So this week we're going to discussing a classic podcast called Babysitter's Club Club, Episode 1, Christy's Great Idea, which is about Babysitter's Club.
It's so interesting. I feel like we've explored this text from
so many times, from so many
multiple angles.
Yeah.
In multiple different formats. We've talked about
We read the audio book. Yep.
We've talked about the
Netflix
video novel.
Video novel. Yep.
We've talked about, is there any other instances?
There's a graphic novel we haven't done, but could.
Interesting.
Interesting to think about. But now we're talking about audio experience about the book.
No, we talked about that. Ellie Fanning.
Yeah, no, but this is the podcast called Babysitter's Club.
Podcast about the Babysitter's Club book?
Number one, Christy's Great Idea. And we're going to be talking about it.
Such a good idea. You know what? I'm going to plus this idea up.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your pitch.
Yeah.
Podcast about the Babysitter's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Great.
I'm going to plus it up. Get two guys.
Yeah.
In their like early to mid 30s.
Yeah.
To talk about it, because like it's a little bit of like a departure from what you'd expect. You maybe expect like
right
young women to talk about it.
Right.
But no, here's two men talking about it.
And that's what it is. And that's what. But we're talking about that.
So funny. No, I know. And that's what I would love to hear that, honestly.
And we have. And we're
and I
be discussing
did, oh, and
today.
I did listen to it today. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
We're going
to
be discussing Babysitter's Club Club, episode number one, Christy's Great Idea. Do you want me to put 60 seconds on a big
we're
bad
masturbating
clock and have
and
you describe it?
Yes.
That seems good.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want that?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I think I want it.
Okay.
I've got this big bad clock handy. I'm going to put 60 seconds on it. And you. So we both listened to it today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And can I say off the bat that there is a... there's a hum from an air conditioner, isn't there?
There's a hum, which is weird because it was professionally produced by a professional podcast producer.
From
in
what
a
I'm...
professional podcast studio. And there's a distinct hum, which is not present on this.
Yeah.
An amateur podcast
right.
produced by two amateurs
yeah.
in their garage and basement.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. There is a hum. I couldn't not notice it. And I also could not think about the fact that I have become enough of an audio wizard that I know how to quite easily remove that hum now.
Yeah, you turn on the...
Nobody needs to know how. It's not that interesting.
There's like a little bit... There's a filter.
There's a filter. You can do
Hindenburg.
It. Yeah. Is there? Oh, I would use Audacity for it.
Oh, no. You got the background noise filter.
Wow, that would have been even easier. No one wants to hear this. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I've got 60 seconds. I've got a big bad clock. I'll have you describe
yep.
every single thing that happens in Babysitter's Club Club. Number one, Christy's Great Idea. Same title as the book.
And everyone's firm on the premise of this podcast, right? The one we're recording right now. Jack and I...
Pretty shaky on it.
Jack and I listened to the first episode of the Babysitter's Club. Club?
Yeah.
And that is kind of what we're diving
That's
into.
That's what we're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're not interested. If we end up talking about Anne and Martin or the Babysitter's Club, that's fucking incidental.
Steer us straight.
And steer us straight. Yeah.
If that happens.
Because we want to talk about the Babysitter's Club Club.
The podcast starring Jack Shepard, Tanner Greenring.
Yes. So I'm going to begin
60-second recap.
Now. 60-second
yeah.
recap. Ready? Do your best. Here it starts. Now it has started.
Okay. So it sounds like two guys in their early to mid-30s kind of get into a conference room at a major media company with a producer who's a professional podcast producer. Named Julia. Hello, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
And she records them talking about the Babysitter's Club book, Christy's Great Idea. And
yes.
I don't want to get too far into that, but they have some fun with it. They're both pretty obnoxious, I'll say. And there's a pretty distinct hum throughout from like some kind of air conditioner. One of the guys, Jack, I think his name is, focuses pretty heavily on the bras and like talks about how interested they are in boys a lot. The other guy sort of just laughs at his own jokes quite a bit in a way that was truly distasteful.
End time. Let's get into it more, I guess. That's a start. I want to start by talking about something that they did that I quite liked.
Who's they?
Jack and Tanner.
And
the two guys.
Julia.
So Julia's not in it.
You can hear Julia laugh a couple times.
There's a phantom laugh at the 41 minute and 13 second mark that sounds like a high-pitched tinkle laugh that wouldn't probably come from either the Tanner or the Jack character, and we can play a clip of that.
Yeah.
What is this about? Is this about a club that is owned by babysitters, or is it a club that is populated by many babysitters, right?
Who did you say you think you were?
Marianne.
Okay.
First to get a boyfriend. Spoiler.
It's very subtle, but I think that's right. The only sign that there might be, and this is scary to think about, someone else in the room.
Okay.
And that's scary to think about.
That is kind of scary to think about.
But here's something that I like that they did. It's at the 14 minute and 25 second mark. Tanner says the following thing.
I think in the future, if we ever have like a small business expert come in, he can help us, he or she.
Boy, do I hope that we do.
I assume we will.
It would really liven this up.
I think he can help us work through some of this stuff.
And that sounds like a good idea, and I hope they do that.
Okay, yeah.
To have
Let me see if I captured
business expert to come in.
Let me see. What was the time stamp on that?
14 minutes and 25 seconds.
Let's see. I have a note here that says... These two talk about small business experts.
Yeah.
And new revenue streams and business opportunities.
Yeah.
Seems like a good opportunity for Ring ring.
Hello? Hello? Sorry, I just woke up.
What do you Sorry, did I catch you at a bad time? Sorry. I know it's like 2020 and there's a lot of stuff going on and everyone is sort of a little far flung right now. Where did I catch you in the world right now? Where in the world are you that you're just waking up at 7:47 p.m.?
I'm in my car.
Okay, and that's not what I meant, and I think you know that. Is this Mark?
Yeah, this is Mark Markson.
Mark Markson, yes. It's Goliath.
Goliath!
Hardbody.
Oh, hello. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
What's happened to your voice? Because you just sort of used to be a slightly more baritone version of a famous podcaster I know named Jack Shepard.
Now you're doing this gravel thing.
That's because I just woke up.
And that's just because you woke up. And remind me again where you are geographically.
I'm in my car.
Yeah. And that is
Australia.
Okay, so it is
the morning,
probably about like 7 a.m.
Want to get a good start on the workday?
Well, and their numbers are so low. It's a really great place to be right now. Like,
yeah. What can I do for you, Goliath? It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I wanted to get your advice on something. You are an employee of mine, and I want you to help me with the strategy here.
Yeah.
I just heard a new show, a new kind of marketing podcast about exploring the world of small business, new revenue streams, business opportunities around kind of something, an adjacent industry to CenterTech and Goliath Industries, which is... babysitting.
Ah, yes, that's very close to what we do.
And there was an exploration. So it's kind of abstracted a little bit. There's some levels here. But these two gentlemen were talking about exploring this space where they're these young women getting into sort of a babysitting conglomerate together, just like ours.
Mm.
Anyway, these two gentlemen who were discussing these young women kind of getting into this enterprise together just sort of explored it at face value and talked about, like, wouldn't it be funny to have a small business expert on the show? Wouldn't it be funny to, like, talk about these young women kind of getting into this small business together? And they didn't do any sort of voices or characters or anything along those lines. What? So I just wanted to consult with you and see if there's some kind of way we can
get on the show.
Get on the show or maybe punch up this bit for them.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of figure out a better approach than just like, okay, I get it. It's funny. You're talking about 13-year-old yeah. girls doing a business together and you're treating it like a real business. Mm. Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha.
But how do we take it and we turn it?
Well, how tall are you?
For real or what it says on my license?
Either or.
Well, it says on my license 6'4", but I'm actually 6'8".
Okay.
And I do that for tax reasons.
So you wouldn't be able to do it.
Do what?
Be a small business expert.
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad I called you. That is exactly the kind of plussing up we need on yeah. this bit. I'm going to reach out to these guys. I'm going to give them that one.
Yeah, that's perfect. I don't think we can improve on it. Oh, and I'll just ask you one more thing before we leave.
Yeah.
Because I listened to the same episode because I had the same thought. It just seemed like a perfect opportunity.
You like to listen to podcasts to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Is what you told me in the past.
That's right.
So you fell asleep in your car in Australia.
Yeah. No, I fell asleep in my car. I woke up in Australia.
Okay. Where did you fall asleep?
Austin, Texas.
Okay. That's quite a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I noticed, the one guy said who suggested that they have a small business expert come on. Said, in the future, if we ever have a small business expert come on, he can help us figure this stuff out.
Right.
And I guess I was just wondering, do you think that that guy just assumed that it wouldn't be a woman?
Huh. Interesting.
It's something to think about.
Right.
Yeah. There was Tanner, I think his name was Tanner.
I don't think it was Tanner. I think it was the other guy. I think if I'm remembering correctly, I think it was Jack. I think Tanner actually said he or she.
Yeah.
If I was listening very carefully.
I can't remember. I fell asleep.
And it sounds like it was Jack.
I got to go. I'm going to hit up Bondi Beach. It's early in the morning.
Watch out for the sharks.
Yeah. It's great to talk to you.
A lot of sharks there. There's a beautiful little cafe there right on the across the highway from Bondi.
Okay.
Where you can get a flat white and an avocado toast.
That sounds lovely.
Go hit them up. They got kind of surfboards out front. Lovely little place.
Perfect.
Check it out.
All right. Well, I'll look into seeing if we can get on this damn podcast. It sounds like a great opportunity for us.
Well, I don't know. Sounds like they're pretty misogynistic. Maybe we don't want to. And
scene. That was great. And that was just an example of the sort of thing they could have done.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been good?
I want to talk about these characters.
Yeah. Jack and Tanner.
On the podcast. Jack and...
Yeah.
Jack and Tanner. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really capture their names. What I wrote here is, I don't like this guy who's not Jack.
Okay. Yeah.
He interrupts too much.
He does.
Especially during the intro.
Yeah.
So if I could give any kind of piece of advice to this guy who's not Jack, and I didn't... Their voices are so similar, both so nasally and annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I had a hard time telling them apart.
Yeah.
But the guy who's not Jack, if I can give him a piece of advice, stop interrupting during the intro so much.
Stop interrupting.
It's not cute.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
I did notice a couple times that the Jack guy suggested that the Tanner guy not look something up. And the Tanner guy was like, okay.
So what's your thing? You're like into this Jack guy?
Well, I liked both of them in this. So there's a moment where they're talking about
You're like in love with him?
I liked him. I thought it was smart. At first, I thought that Tanner was going to be the smart one because he like has to explain Marxism to Jack. We can play a clip of that.
He does a good job, too.
Yeah, and he does a really good job.
Okay, that's a really strong statement. Would you care to elaborate?
Let's see. How do I explain this to someone? So, in a capitalist society, everyone is out for their own. Everyone is making their own money. Everyone is looking for their own advantages. These four girls had that. They were all individual babysitters, working separately, making their own money, collecting their own clients. It's the American way. What they've decided to do was come together in a cooperative, a workers' union, and pool resources, pool income, divided equally among them. Sounds a lot like Marxism to me.
But then later on, the Tanner character suggests that he's going to look up the etymology of the word rapscallion. Did you catch this? And Jack says, don't do that. It will be bad audio. And the Tanner guy, and this is something that I really liked, then didn't do it. I feel like I've lost you because you're looking something up online.
Yes, sorry. I was looking up the Communist Manifesto.
Okay.
Because I want to, again, sort of offer some notes to these two characters.
Okay, yeah.
Which is, could have done a segment, and I want to introduce a segment now, which is... great Soviet literature of the week.
Perfect.
And obviously the Communist Manifesto and Marxism could have applied in that situation.
Right.
Where they were talking about the girls' sort of like socialist structure for the Babysitter's Club.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it can apply here as well to sort of the greater good. Oh, dang. You know what?
What?
I'm realizing now that I'm not thinking of the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the Tao.
Okay. The Tao of Pooh.
From Warhammer 40K.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And so the Tao culture is sort of built around this concept of the greater good.
Okay.
And it's actually... great Black Library literature of the week.
Okay, and that's a Warhammer thing?
And the Black Library is the name of the publishing company that publishes all the Warhammer books.
Right. Something that
they have their own publishing
company.
Neither
of these guys get into in this episode, which is weird because the Babysitter's Club books that they're talking about have such resonance with the Warhammer 40K universe.
Yeah, the greater good, or Tao Va,
mm-hmm.
is the founding religio-philosophical principles of present Tao society, which holds that all sentient beings should strive to ensure the greatest good for the maximum number of beings in the galaxy.
Okay.
At the expense of all else.
Yeah.
So
you think that's a better model for this Babysitter's Club?
I think so. Then what were these guys talking about? Marx?
Well, one of them suggested that...
pretty sure that guy's dead.
that it was communism.
Okay. I don't remember who that was. I'm suggesting that it's sort of this Tao Va philosophy of the greater good.
Yeah. For babies.
Sure. Is it a discriminatory caste system?
I don't know. I don't play it.
It is.
I haven't. Okay.
And sure, it is.
Yeah.
And that's... that comes with the territory, you know? But is it kind of in service of this bigger and better thing? And is the basic principle of the greater good that you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
Sure, some people are going to get killed or destroyed or lost in the process.
Right.
Some of the fire cast.
Specifically. Okay.
But, you know, it's like... it's for the greater good. I feel like I'm losing you on this.
You have lost
Warhammer
me because, as I've
stuff.
Mentioned a number of times, I don't know anything about it. I think.
Okay, well, I've tried to engage you on it many times. Show an interest in my interest, Jack.
Don't you have to, like, paint figurines?
Interested? Hey, let me talk to you about a guy called Dale Carnegie.
Okay, yeah.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Interested, Jack?
Yeah.
Is interesting.
Let me talk to you about a guy called
Dale
Carnegie.
Get on my level. Come talk to me about Warhammer 40K. Come talk to me about the Tau.
You and I read Dale Carnegie's The Habits of Interesting Successful People or whatever for work. I can't remember.
Carnegie Ops.
I can't remember why we did it, but we read it for work. And if you haven't read it, I will pass along the one insight, which is that all the fucking people in your life that you know who are not your close friends but are like probably your colleagues who are constantly saying your fucking name at the beginning and the end of every sentence.
Yeah.
Those people read that book.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on is they're like trying to like get you.
Trying to pee hat you.
And it's not good. I now notice it when everyone's like, Jack, that's such an interesting point.
Jack, it's such an interesting point you bring up tonight, and I admire you so deeply as a friend and collaborator and mentor in a lot of ways.
Thank you for saying that.
And I'm, Jack,
yeah.
I gotta say, I'm super interested in hearing some of your ideas.
This is what Don did in Don's Big Date. Remember where it was like other directed listening? Do you remember that?
What are you talking about?
Do you remember the book, Don's Big Date, where Lewis Logan's
cousin? I don't talk about books on this podcast. I talk about
podcasts. Oh, yeah, sorry. We're talking about... Yep, you're right. You're right. We talk about podcasts on this podcast. I just want to wrap up before we take a break. So Tanner suggests that he is going to look up
the etymology of rapscallion. Me or the Tanner character on this?
The Tanner character on this show, on this episode, yeah. Christy's Great Idea, the Babysitter's Club, says, I'm going to look up the etymology of rapscallion real quick. And then Jack says, don't. And Tanner stops.
She particularly worries about this cat, Boo Boo, who gets into her yard and eats the mums.
Gets into her mums, yeah.
And,
them up.
And she, at some point, and this is corroborated, I feel like, by the father, by Watson. Yeah. She curses the cat. She calls him a rapscallion.
Is that a curse?
Yeah, and it's a witch's curse. And
I bet that has... I'm going to look up the etymology of rapscallion real quick, because I bet
this just feels like... I feel like on a podcast...
I should be
looking
things
like
up.
When you're like, yeah, I'm going to wiki this, and then we sit for like 10 minutes.
Okay.
While I like that Tanner listened to him, I've got to say, I don't like that the thing that he stopped him on was looking up the etymology of rapscallion. That's actually very fucking interesting.
Mischievous person. Is the definition. No, sorry, that's not the...
Yeah, and I would say mischievous. Mischievous is putting a syllable in that word that does not exist. And everyone who says that is now on notice.
Late 17th century, alteration of earlier rascallion, perhaps from rascal.
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
That is interesting. So it perhaps from rascal meant that rascal existed first.
Yeah.
And then someone saw the word rascal and they're like, let's complicate this.
Fuck yes. That's fucking dope.
Let's add a scallion to it.
Let's add a scallion to it. It's so good. Rascallion, it's likely paralleled with a word called rampallion from the 1590s, which no longer exists, but it's from a Middle English word ramp, which means an ill-behaved woman.
Don't English people call green onions ramps?
Interesting, and then that's scallions too.
Wait, that is interesting.
So there's a lot of onion stuff happening here. And this is just like, can you think about like paths not taken? These guys had an opportunity to have like onion lore in their podcast.
I am literally fascinated by the fact that rapscallion comes from ramp and adds scallion, which are both words for green onions. And what does that have to do with like ill-behaved women?
It's so interesting, and they just fucking headed it off at the pass.
I want to dig even deeper into this.
Yeah. Well, so
I want to do a podcast just about the etymology of rapscallion now.
It's so interesting.
And some curmudgeonly old co-host on the Babysitter's Club podcast that we're talking about called the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Was so dismissive of this idea of exploring the etymology of rapscallion. And here I am.
And look what he left
enraptured.
Out.
Enraptured.
Yeah, enraptured. Yeah, enraptured. So ramp is possibly from a verbal form related to the word romp, because an ill-behaved woman is someone who might have a romp.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Unrelatedly.
If ill-behaved women are having romps, sound me up as an ill-behaved woman, because I love to have romps.
Do you?
What do we mean by romp?
Like a green onion.
No, that's a ramp. Oh. But I do love ramps.
I like a ramp, too. I don't think... fucking onion scientists, do not come after us.
No.
Please do not come after us. You know what I've had that's good as fuck? And we really have to take a break, but I will tell you, folks, listen to me now. Heed my words.
Yeah.
Scapes.
And scapes are the same thing.
Scapes is like garlic onions.
I think in a lot of ways, scapes are essentially just ramps and scallions.
Wow. That's a lot to think about. But see how much we've been able to talk about this? And then those guys... They're just like, no, let's do nothing with this.
Is also scapes and scallions?
What?
Are shallots.
Shallots, yeah.
Here's five words that all describe the same thing.
Shallots.
Green onion. Ramps. Scallions. Wait, what was yours?
Scapes.
Scapes. Scallops.
Scallops.
Not scallops, sorry. Shallots. Not scallops. Shallots.
Well, and there's that famous Tennyson poem, The Lady of Shallots.
And scallops.
That's Let's funny. Throw it in it's a Tennyson joke and you fucking stepped on it.
Sorry. God, I know you're so precious about your Tennyson jokes.
Can I say it again?
Yes, please. Everyone, shut up. Give Jack a lot of runway on this.
Please.
Everyone, shut up. I need 5 seconds of complete silence.
Okay. There's that famous Tennyson poem.
That was not 5 seconds. I want to make sure you have tons of runway on this.
Okay. Ready? Okay, he's counting down. 3, 2, 1. There's that famous Tennyson poem, The Lady of Shallot.
Woo! Woo! Let's go to break.
Let's go take a break, and we'll be back to talk more about the Babysitter's Club. First episode, Chrissy's Great Idea. Hey everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still... pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, you rapscallion. We're back, and
an
I should say...
ill-behaved woman? Yeah, I'll say so. Well, not...
Well,
not
you
the
know
women part, but like it's not an insult anymore.
Yeah.
Jack, it's 2020. And rapscallion as an ill-behaved woman is not an insult anymore. So,
okay.
Nice try.
I'll take that on the chin.
You'll take that one on the chin. Yes, please.
You know what that makes me think of is in this, what I want to say novel, but it's not really a novel.
Podcast, not like audio novel? No.
No, an audio novel is like when Elle Fanning reads the Babysitter's Club books.
Right. It's sort of a audio analysis.
It's like a concordium, an audio
concordium.
It is concordium.
A concordium, yes.
Yeah. So in this audio concordium, at the 4 minute and 52 second mark, the Tanner character says,
hey, audio concordium, more like audio cacophony with that buzz in the background.
Okay, that's great. Are you done with it? And what are you looking up now also?
What do you mean, am I done with it?
Is that it?
Well, usually when someone makes a joke, you don't ask, are they done with it? You like enjoy it.
Okay.
You sort of like have... You like
I guess what I meant was, thank you for your joke. Can I continue my thought?
I guess so.
Okay. At the 4 minute and 52 second mark, the Tanner guy says,
I feel like there's a 13-year-old girl 20 years ago living somewhere inside of me. And that part of me really flourished when I was reading it.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that this guy, and they don't explore it more, he's got a 13-year-old girl living inside of him. That's mm-hmm. interesting. That's like Quato in Total Recall.
Yeah, or Men in Black.
Is there that in Men in Black too?
Did you see Men in Black?
I've seen it, yeah.
There's a little alien living inside the head.
I'm just imagining you at a cocktail party like, did you see Men in Black? It's like, yeah, that fucking came out like 30 fucking years ago, dude.
Oh, there's a little alien inside a head.
There's an alien.
You see Total Recall? Quanto?
In Total Recall,
listen, I'm having trouble connecting with you.
In Total Recall, Quato is the, and this spoilers for Total Recall, but Quato is the leader of the resistance, and everyone's like, where's Quato? But he's like a guy who lives on a guy. He lives
he's
a, on
so
a guy.
They, let's get into it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the character's name. Devin, I want to say. Arnold Schwarzenegger's character.
Oh, you want to know what his name is? His name is Quaid, I think. I'm not, because he says, I'm not Quaid.
My name is not Quaid.
Devin Quaid, maybe.
Yeah.
His character slash
yeah.
Colin Farrell's character.
Okay.
Is visiting Mars.
Yeah.
Where was I headed with this?
You were trying to explain Quato.
Quato, yes. And he wants to meet with the leader of the resistance. You expect a leader to be someone who is big, strong, right. interesting looking,
yeah. mm-hmm.
compelling.
Yeah.
I'm compelled by how big and strong this guy is, right?
Like
so he meets
body.
This guy.
Yep.
And he meets him, and he's big and strong.
Yeah.
Remind you of anyone, Jack?
And Tanner's doing,
sorry, just stretching.
Doing muscles. Yeah, and it's you. That reminds me, just for the sake of getting the story finished. But yes, it does remind me of you.
Someone big and strong, bulky, big, bulky.
Yeah.
Right?
Nah.
That's a compelling character.
Yeah.
And then you discover that it's not the big, bulky man. That man is actually...
He's just a guy. He's like a, he's the Krang body to the Krang.
Yeah, he's a vessel.
Yeah, and he's
and
got
really,
a, Quato is growing on
the
his
the thing
chest.
That is interesting about Quato is the tiny little baby man growing out of his chest.
He's a small businessman,
and that's me. And then he is a small businessman. Yes, and the, back to your joke from earlier that was so good.
Yeah,
the 13-year-old girl inside of me.
And
is
you.
The Quato. And
Tanner.
I am me, the me that you're looking at now.
Yeah.
This guy with the muscles
yeah.
and the girth.
Right.
He is sort of a shell.
And that's what Tanner would be saying from
that's,
the podcast.
Oh, from, wait, which podcast?
From Babysitter's Club Club. No, we're Babysitter's Club Club Club. So that you think that's what that Tanner was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that as well. So in it, as well as the character from Babysitter's Club named Tanner.
No. The character from Total Recall.
Okay.
Quaid.
It's saying, I have a 13-year-old girl 20 years ago living inside of me, and that's what Quato is. And you're saying it as well.
Lost track. I've lost track a little bit.
You're saying it as well, and so is...
Who's me? Me?
You personally.
Now or me?
My friend and co-host of the Babysitter's Club.
My son, this is Dad Talk.
Yeah.
My son is speaking now.
Yeah.
And speaking more and more every day.
Yeah.
And one word that he's really learned and honed in on is bean.
Bean.
Because we just made a big pot of vegan chili the other day.
But that's
day.
Also what you call your wife.
I know. But we made a big pot of vegan chili the other day.
Yeah.
And it's full of beans.
Yeah.
And every now and then he'll pick a bean out of it and go, bean. And he kind of does it in this way where it turns completely nasal.
Can we get some audio of that for the outro?
He starts with like a lip sound. Yeah. What do you call a lip sound in phonetics?
I mean, there's a... It's a labial.
Labial.
I think. I don't know, folks.
Anyway, he starts with a strong buh, but yeah. He loses it on the end. So he just says, bean. And it goes completely nasal.
Bean. That's good.
Yeah. But he knows how to say it now. He calls all chili. He calls the entire concept of chili.
Bee.
More. He still does signs too. So he says, more bee.
More bee.
Yeah. And tonight he discovered the moon.
Yeah.
We were outside getting him out of the car after daycare and he saw the moon up in the sky and he was fascinated by it. He said, that's the moon. And he went, moo.
That's moo. Interesting.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I like to hear that. I don't know what that has to do with Quato, but I'm happy to change the subject.
Yeah, we sort of got derailed.
What I would love to ask you is something related to a new segment I have on the show, Babysitter's Club, which is called Checking In with Rosa Gumatautau-Rios.
Yes, and I would love to see what Rosa Gumatautau-Rios is up to. I am assuming former
treasurer
of the United States of America.
So at the 13-minute mark of Babysitter's Club episode 1, Christy's great idea.
Keep in mind, this is a 45-minute episode, and we're at the 13-minute mark, so we still got a lot of content to get through.
So Jack makes an assertion that Stacy from the Babysitter's Club is shady and worrying because she wants to be treasurer.
So interesting that Jack sort of took an early stance against Stacy. Early Stacy hater, Jack Shepard.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Because he would later become a kind of a Stacy defender, a Stacy sympathizer.
Stacy apologist. Well, we'll get to that in future episodes of the show.
Which show?
Babysitter's Club,
Okay, we're going to do more of these?
But he makes a very reasonable and fair point that why Chrissy wants to be president, that makes sense. Claudia wants to be vice president, that makes sense. Stacey wants to be treasurer, and who's the treasurer? Does anyone know who the treasurer is? It's a shadowy figure, close to the money.
This is the thing that stands out to me. Stacey immediately jumps in. Stacy, the new girl, the sketchy girl from New York, we don't know what her deal is. She's hiding something. She jumps in and she says, oh, I want to be treasurer. And I find that to be highly suspicious.
Why?
Well, I want to ask you to do something. Can you name the President of the United States?
The President of the United States
is... First thing that comes to your head.
Barack Obama.
Correct. Vice President of the United States?
Joe Biden.
Do you know the Secretary of State? This is a trick question. It's John Kerry. It's not.
I was going to say John Kerry.
Good. Who's the treasurer?
Greenspan.
Nope.
Bernie Sanders.
Nope.
I don't know.
It's Rosa Gumatautau-Rios.
Uh-huh.
You don't know who that is?
No.
It's somebody who wants to be close to the money.
Okay.
Somebody who's behind the government.
You're talking like shadow government.
And at the time, it was Rosa Gumatautau-Rios, and I just wanted to kind of check back in. Is she
currently the treasurer?
No, she stepped down.
And then... To Jack's point, in the Babysitter's Club, who is the current U.S. treasurer? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do we find out?
Yeah, look it up, man.
10 or Googles.
Is this going to be interesting, I wonder?
What did you say your treasure was called?
Rosa Gumatautau Rios. What are you doing? Okay, what's
yes.
happened?
Okay, yes. Rosa Rios is how she's listed here on the Treasury website. The current Treasury Secretary is... Wait, no. The current Treasurer... Sorry, Treasurer is a different title than...
Yes.
Treasury Secretary.
That's the whole point.
Wait, no.
Do you want me to look up who is the Treasurer? Because I can do that.
The Treasurer is Stephen Turner Mnuchin.
Mnuchin. No, that's not... No.
Trump had another one called Jovita Carranza, but their tenure ended on January 13th, and now it's Secretary Mnuchin.
No, that's the Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, then we don't have a treasurer.
Oh, it's one of these unfilled fucking vacancies.
Yeah, that's we what don't have a treasurer because yeah, Trump is a...
No, I'm... We don't have one!
We don't have a treasurer because...
I'm going to bleep what you said. I'm going to bleep what you said.
We don't have a treasurer. I will say it more politely.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to alienate anyone. I don't want to get political.
Yeah.
We don't currently have a treasurer because some members in the public sector...
Forgot to do it.
...have decided not to assign the position of United States treasurer in charge of all of our fucking money.
Right.
And everything.
Right, because they forgot to get around to it. But after Rosa, it was Jovita. And what has Rosa Gumatautau Rios up to? Well, I'll tell you, Tanner. She shortly after her resignation, she received the Hamilton Award. And it's the highest honor bestowed in the U.S. Department of Treasury. In April 2015, a portrait of Rios was unveiled at the Winthrop House at Harvard University, where she lived as an undergraduate. It was the first portrait of a Hispanic female to hang on a wall in Harvard College. Rios was inducted into the Maryland Women's Hall of Fame in 2019. And when I click on her personal website, which is linked in Wikipedia, it makes me immediately hack the planet. And then it puts me on a watch list. And it says, what's your password for the treasury?
I would love to send me a link. Can you send me a link?
Do you want to get on the same
watch list? I would love to hack the planet with you.
Okay.
I'm gonna beige box into this.
So this is, I'm going to send you a link right now to Rosa's. It sounds like she's doing well, which is the point of the segment.
But I am worried about,
so I've sent you a link.
And again, we no longer have a treasurer.
And we don't have
one. Just to be
one.
Totally clear. Okay, so it says, so I've gone to, what's her name?
Let's just say Rosa Rios.
Rosa Rios.
I may be butchering her middle name, and I apologize for that.
Rosa Rios, I went to her website here, and it immediately wants me to sign in with a username and password.
Yeah, and they're trying to make you hack the planet.
Okay, I tried admin.
Try Rosa Rios.
It did not work.
Try Rosa and then Rios.
Rosa Rios. And then the password?
Oh, I was thinking Gumatautau.
Can you spell Gumatautau?
Gumatautau.
Did not work.
What the fuck?
How many attempts can I make at this, do you think?
Before you get on a watch list? Three?
Oh, I'm on the watch list already.
Yeah.
How about... Rosa Rios, and the password is I love sex.
Damn, no, it's not going to be I love sex.
Could be. They just hacked Trump's password.
Yeah, they did. I heard about that. We don't talk about politics on this show.
We don't talk. Sorry. They just hacked the password of a public official.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was it like?
It was MAGA 2020.
MAGA 2020 with an exclamation part. So Rosa Rios, MAGA 2020, exclamation point. Nothing. Jesus, I just can't get in.
So that's super interesting, isn't it?
We need to beige box in somehow. Wait, this is just a treasury.org, treasury.gov website. Which
you're literally trying to hack into treasury.org. Yeah.
Once again, I feel like this is a failing of a current public sector employee.
Yeah.
Who does not want me to get into Rosa Rios' website.
We'll keep trying, folks. We're going to have plenty of time. I'm sure they're going to keep revisiting it on their show, the Babysitter's Club Club. But here on the Babysitter's Club, our hit segment, Checking In with Rosa Rios, has gone really well. And I would like to briefly introduce another segment, which
I was doing the hardest long S of my life.
Okay.
To introduce a new segment, okay. But no, you go ahead.
No, you do it. I want you to do it.
I'm out. You do it.
You know what? These guys on Babysitter's Club, they're constantly arguing with each other. They're constantly cutting each other off. Let's not
Pissy
be
brats.
Like that. Let's not be like that. Sir, I tip my fedora to you. And what would you like to say?
These guys are problematic.
Yeah.
Okay. These characters from the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
Problematic faves.
Yeah.
A lot of difficult opinions. Mm-hmm. One of them uses the B word, and we do not use gendered insults anymore. It's 2020.
True. Yeah.
He says the word.
He says the B word. Yeah.
The B word. And there's so many other more colorful words we can use instead of the B word. Guy.
Same guy also implies that only men could be a small business.
Yeah. Favorite. Well, and he's problematic for sure. But, like, I just want to give a note to him.
Yeah.
Which is, don't use gendered insults anymore. It's 2020. Yeah. Please say Dingleberry. Don't say Dingleberry. Other guy has
his
share of issues.
Okay.
His sort of thing is sort of like a lech.
Yeah.
And he's got all this bra talk. He loves.
He talks a lot about the
bras. The other guy who's not the guy who says the B word.
This isn't a book about babysitting, man. This isn't about babysitting. This is about not being a baby anymore. This is about growing up. This is about, these girls are growing up. Claudia's starting to wear bras now. I can't.
We're just going to have a little bell that sounds every time you say, Claudia's starting to wear a bra now.
So anyway, we've got one guy who uses some slightly inappropriate language around gendered insults.
Yeah.
And then we have another guy who's sort of a disgusting, perverted old lech.
Yeah. It's problematic faves, though. I loved them. I did love them. There's something to love.
They remain your faves.
They remain my
faves. Even though they're pretty problematic.
Yeah. Loved these guys.
Oh, you loved them?
Yeah. Liked them a lot.
Okay. Now, then that's an immediate downgrade from loved them to liked them a lot. So, sounds like you're already kind of feeling a little anxious about your...
I'm hedging my bets. What I would love to do is introduce a segment that they failed to introduce, which is another flaw, but it's something that we always like to do, and it is called our...
Burn of the Week.
Okay, you took that opportunity to take a sip of your beer instead of shouting Burn of the Week along with me, but that's fine.
2250.
Okay.
Jack as a Janine.
Okay.
Pedant. It's not a long episode. It's about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I would say a good bulk of the latter half, 2250 onward.
Yeah.
Is sort of an exploration about how Jack Shepard character.
Yeah.
Is a Janine-like character. Pedant, nerd, insufferable.
Yeah.
Dork, loser.
And that's a burn. It's a burn for
And that's
Tanner
my burn. And the Tanner character sort of identified
really
that.
Sticks it to him, yeah.
And explored it for about 20 minutes straight. and that's my burn that I identified was sort of seeking Jack out like a heat seeker missile as a pedant nerd.
We didn't even into Claudia's sister.
We didn't even. Oh, well, I'm going to talk about Janine. I want to talk about Janine.
Because you're a real Janine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I identify with Janine a lot. But do you want to talk about Janine?
Sure, let's talk about
Janine. Okay, great. Here's the thing that Janine talks about that she addresses early on. Yeah. So Janine is Claudia's sister, and she's smarter than Claudia.
She's a fucking nerd.
She's smarter than Claudia.
A fucking nerd.
All right.
Okay, here's my burn ready. It's at the 3-minute and 36-second mark. And speaking of heat sinker missiles, this one comes in out of nowhere, right at the beginning of the episode. Literally, these guys are just getting settled. They've never podcasted before. They don't even know how to fucking podcast. And they're sitting down. You can tell they're a little bit uncomfortable. They feel nervous. They feel uncomfortable in their skin. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to do it.
They're nowhere near as drunk as they should be.
I actually think they're fairly drunk.
Oh, I don't think the Tanner character was all that drunk.
But Jack comes out with a real zinger, and here's what he says.
Some context for why we are doing this. When I was a young man, age 8 or 9, I used to hang out at my cousin's house all the time, a young lady of the same age. She wanted to watch television. I wanted to hang out and read books, and so I read all of her library, which included all of the Babysitter's Club books and all of the Sweet Valley High books. And in Tanner's case, these are roughly around his reading level.
It's very funny.
It's funny. It's funny.
Fucking nailed it.
It's funny.
That's a good burn. That's a good burn.
It's fine. It's a fine burn. Because Tanner's it's sort of obvious.
Still at a reading level for a 13-year-old.
Not super interesting. Not super interesting or cool. Not very unique or cool.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we leave?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking these guys. I gotta say it while you're looking for your thing. These motherfuckers are fucking convinced that Stony Brook is in Long Island.
That's exactly what I was just looking up, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't get it's these upsetting. Guys.
Yeah. They're supposed to be experts.
Like, I know people love this show, and I don't totally understand it because, like, you and I are Babysitter's Club influencers. You and I are Babysitter's Club experts, as we've discussed at length in this very episode.
And we get it right. We get everything
and we get
right.
It right. Why would we get it wrong? There's literally no reason to get it wrong. It's right there in the text. Everything is right there in the text.
Yeah.
But they do a few sort of like gaffes.
Yeah.
And these dudes fuck up a lot of shit. They talk about how there's no paranormal elements in these books and how witchcraft and witchery is not a part of the Babysitter's Club universe. And we know that's not the case.
But they're far enough that she has to fly to commute.
It's broomstick distance.
Why wouldn't she just live in the town where the witch meetings are?
I mean, I think she does. Maybe it's like the house over and she flies across.
You're saying Stony Brook, you heard it here first, people. Stony Brook, Long Island is the occult center of the United States of America.
They refer to the Babysitter's Club universe as the Ann M. Martiniverse, which is just fucking
it's called
a
the
mouthful.
Sitterverse. Yeah.
And what is that? It doesn't even make any sense. No, just call it the Sitterverse, which is what it's called.
Yeah.
These guys are just amateurs. And then they also kind of make this pretty big flub right at the beginning.
Well, Tanner claims it, and then he doubles down on it.
I don't remember which one it is. I don't remember which one it is, and I don't want to talk about who specifically did it.
Yeah.
But one of the characters does sort of seem to be pretty convinced that Stony Brook is in Long Island, and it's kind of based on this notion that there's a Stony Brook University in Long Island.
Right. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and it's humiliating, and I don't remember which one it is. I think it's maybe the Jack character.
Yeah.
Or at least
I can't remember. They sound the same.
I can't tell their voices apart,
honestly.
But if it's not the Jack character, he's at least sympathetic to the viewpoint.
Yeah.
Like,
he fucking loves it. He's eating it up. He's eating it up the whole way through.
Corrects. Right.
He's fucking lapping that shit up with a spoon.
And like sort of the premise of this early episode is that like Jack's the one who's kind of the expert.
Yeah.
Right? So the Tanner character can kind of be forgiven. Deeply embarrassing for the Jack character. Yes, I agree. That he's the expert. He's supposed to know these books, and he doesn't know the books at all. And he thinks Stony Brook's in Long Island.
Yeah.
Not Connecticut.
You did a great job saying that. And to borrow a phrase from Tanner from Babysitter's Club number one, Chrissy's great idea. Drop mic.
Drop mic. Yep.
Sorry, you're such a terrible father.
Ugh.
Boom. Huh? Drop mic.
Yeah.
Drop mic. Mic drop.
Because that's what he says instead of mic drop.
Right.
Drop mic. That's a funny catchphrase, and we can use that. We can take it from them. And then when people are like, what's it from? And we'll be like, oh, it's from this podcast, Babysitter's Club. Drop mic. What an idiot.
Maybe some of these other catchphrases that I've captured here we can use too.
Is it all Jack stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of Jack stuff here. He kind of says some pretty embarrassing stuff about himself and kind of reveals his true character here. So,
drop mic.
Yeah.
Drop mic,
looking
everybody.
Through my notes. I'm trying to see if I captured that anywhere. I don't think. I don't have it here.
Okay, well, I'd love for us to leave.
Okay. And it's finally time, huh?
Yeah. It's time for us to go. It's finally time for us to go and leave.
Sort of on a grander scale.
Yeah.
Than what we usually mean when we say it's time for us to go and leave.
Yeah, this is...
We're talking on sort of a cosmic scale, a spiritual scale.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to leave...
And go.
Forever.
Yeah.
And go forever and see sort of what else the cosmos has in store for us.
Right.
And for our eternal souls.
And it's birds almost certainly...
Birds are definitely going to be involved because I don't know a better way to sort of escape this vessel.
Yeah.
But we'll see, I guess.
We think it's going to be birds. What I would like to say, in a way that I hope is better than how Jack does it in Chrissy's Great Idea, because that guy does not know how to fucking sign off a podcast. Let me tell you, they're pretty bad at it.
Yeah.
They're awful at it. What I would love to say is to thank you, Tanner, first of all, for bearing with me.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
For all these years.
What do you mean?
I would like to thank you for bearing with me for all these years. Not just now, not just in this moment, but for all these years.
It's the first time we've done this show. Babysitter's Club.
Okay,
so
you're right.
I literally don't know what you mean when you say thank you for all these years.
This is the first episode of the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
Did I say years? I meant minutes. Thank you for bearing with me for all these minutes, roughly 60 of them. I would like to thank the Baby Nation for bearing with us, the Baby Nation for bearing with us.
Yes, baby.
The stars are shining.
How was
for
I supposed
you?
To know?
Okay. I was thinking of Amy Grant.
And I was thinking of Britney Spears.
But the correct answer would have been... Justin Bieber. What I would love to say is that it is time for us to leave and go. I would love to remind everybody to please subscribe to our Patreon. You can find it at patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We have a whole other show where we talk about the Little Sister books, and it's good and it's great and it is also fantastic. And you should listen to it. And it's a great way to support what we do. We sing the descriptions. Please do buy our merch, bit.ly/BSCC merch. We've got totes, we got t-shirts, we got stickers, we got all sorts of good things. Please also do remember to rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. It helps us to move through the rankings. It helps other people to discover our program. And you can tell a friend about us. That's another way to do it. It's the old-fashioned word of mouth. Finally, I would like to ask everybody to, for the love of God, just join the Baby Nation Facebook group. Just get in it. Just get in it.
And you've got no reason not to.
Just do it. Everyone's nice.
Now's the best time. What better time than ever before?
Best time.
When we're out of books and out of ideas and sort of grasping at straws and just trying to figure out what to do with our fucking life.
Yeah, and you can tell us what to do next. Get in there. Join the group. It's on our Facebook page, which is Babysitter's Club. Click on the group, Baby Nation. That's where all the action happens. Everyone's nice and good. Finally, I would like to say that this week... We listened to a audio concordium.
Yes, or audio cacophony.
More like audio cacophony. That's funny.
That's funny,
like that.
Right?
I love that.
Are they similar?
No, they're unrelated.
They're similar words.
They're unrelated. Con in concordium means with, and it's Latin, and caca in cacophony means bad, and it's Greek.
Okay. But a concordium is sort of a discordant melody, right?
No, it's caca, and then it's phony, and phony is doing the work, and phony is Greek, and it means sound, and concordium is con.
Inharmonious harmony. Harmony of discordant elements is what concordium means. And let's look up cacophony. Harsh, discordant mixture of sounds. Jack... No. I don't know about you, but hearing those two definitions back to back sounds pretty dang similar to me. About you?
I do know about me, and I do know that one of those words is Latinate, and one of those words is from the Greek. And while their definitions may feature words in common, their etymology is completely divergent.
Okay. I didn't know we were talking about etymology. I thought we were just talking about definition.
Yeah. And please do read Divergent. It's like the Hunger Games.
Or watch the movie. I didn't like the book, but I loved the movie.
I didn't like the book, but I didn't read all of them.
I and read I the first watch two the and movie then realized
because
after
I didn't
reading
like
the first
it.
Two, I was like, I hate these books. They're annoying. And then I watched the movie. I was like, this movie is pretty fucking banging.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk about that for our next episode. In the meantime, I would like to tell you that this week we listened to an audio concordium called Babysitter's Club Club number one. Christy's great idea. Next week,
birds.
The birds. They're the finally birds here. They've heard us talking for some years for now, and they've decided to come. The Pied Piper has come to collect its toll.
Next week, we have a special guest, and it's birds, isn't
it? Birds.
And the birds are coming.
We've been promising this for years, but we're finally going to follow through on that promise. Yeah. The birds are going to come. They're going to consume
out
our
on a
eternal
field.
Souls.
Birds
they're
are
going to
get
us to heaven.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it. The birds are looking forward to it.
We're
you look
looking
like you're looking
forward
to
it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm too messin'. The very idea of it.
Well, if you're lying on your back, that means that's what the birds will get first.
That's the first thing they'll get. Yeah.
That's fun
Thank
to
you.
Think about.
That's a what compliment.
What I'd like to say to everybody is that this week my name has been Jack Alexander Shepherd.
My name is and continues to be and always has been and always will be Tanner Greenring.
Please do remember to round off the corners in your bedroom, drown all your dolls, call your senator, and demand your right to bear time. And do not forget to let Daddy love you as much as I do. Remember the Delaney's. Remember the Trip Man. Take your dream horse through that maze. Claudia's wearing a bra now. And the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been invented.
All
right, it's dinner time. Miles, what are you eating?
What
is that?
That?
What are you eating?
What are you going to eat? Beans?
Are you going to eat some beans?
What's this? That's a pasta. What are these?
Bean. What was it? Bean? Did you drop your bean?
What's this?
Bean. Mmm, delicious bean. Do you love beans? No, that's Papa's phone. What's this?
Yeah. What is it?
A bean.
A bean. It was a bean.
That was a HeadGum podcast.